Alexa Rogers, and I'm sitting here with Miss Judy Weekly. She funded a scholarship that I was able to receive for the past 3 years, and we're going to talk about our experience. I just want to start by saying thank you one more time, because you impacted me not only financially, but, like, the best part was, like, getting to make a relationship with you and, like, connecting with you over the years. You know, the foundation dinners, or I think that's what it's called, would always happen kind of at the end of the semester where you're just kind of, like, beat down. You know, you got all those group projects and, like, finals are coming up, and it was just so nice to take a night to, like, talk to you and catch up with you, hear about your grandkids and, like, your life and just, like, the travels and everything you'd gone on the past year. And it just, I don't know, getting to know you was so nice. You have, like, one of the most beautiful souls I've ever met, and I love talking to you. And I don't know, it just kind of put things in perspective for me those nights, because I would look around and realize how blessed I am, because there's thousands and thousands of students here, and then don't cry now. It's happy. So I would just look around and feel super blessed, because there's thousands of students, and, like, there's just a few handfuls of us in there, and then kind of just put it in perspective, and I'd look at you and realize, like, this degree just isn't for me anymore. It's for us. It's teamwork. So you just kind of helped me get that, like, driving, motivating force to kind of push me through the end of the semester. So basically, long story short, you've helped me a lot over the past few years, and I hope the next recipient feels very similar to that. Oh, don't cry. You're going to make me cry.
Where's my Kleenex?
I know. Goodness. Okay, so I just have a few questions, because I'm not good at interviews, so we'll see how this goes. You know, when I talked to, like, the foundation's committee people that first dinner, I actually wasn't going to be able to go. I had a test. I had a night class, and they actually ended up emailing my professor to get me out of it so I could go. And I can't imagine not meeting you, but I just remember them telling me, you know, she's kind of been considering this for a long time, and so this is super important that you're there. You're the first one. So I was just kind of curious, like, were there any deciding factors that kind of, you know, pushed you towards making this commitment? Like, this is why I'm doing it, you know?
Well, the main reason I did it was my husband, Bob, who passed away. He believed very strongly in education. And I just felt it was a fitting way to remember him, to help someone else. It wasn't easy when we were married and going through school. He worked full-time and went to school full-time and graduated in 4 years, which wasn't easy.
Yeah, I bet.
And money was very tight. He actually only bought one book during 4 years.
Oh, my goodness. I can't imagine.
That was a life-saving book. He was a great note-taker, and he had wonderful professors, and he loved the library, and he just felt like this is something he really wanted to achieve. I know how hard it was for us, and if it could make it just a little bit easier for someone else, I just know he would have loved that. And he'd be just absolutely delighted with you.
Oh, I wish I could have met him.
Your smile is just wonderful.
Thank you.
You just light up the room. I've been blessed many, many times throughout my life. And you are a blessing.
Oh, so sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. is there anything you'd say to someone who is, like, considering making a scholarship? What would you kind of tell them is, like, the greatest impact that you've had from this?
Oh, just knowing that it's helped. I wish more people would do this. I really believe that you all are our future, and what a wonderful investment to make. As I said, I've been very blessed, and I think it's always a blessing when you can give something to help someone. So I would encourage anyone that is possibly thinking of it. It would just be a wonderful thing to do.
Do you see this scholarship continuing? Like, how many students would you like to reach throughout the scholarship program?
I would like to see it continue throughout my life, and I hope my children will continue on with it when I'm gone. I hope it reaches many, many. And I hope they're all as delightful as you.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
And deserving.
I'm sure they are. If you could do anything differently when you were creating the scholarship, would you have changed anything or done anything different?
No, I don't think so. A lot of people wondered why I didn't do it for basketball, because that was one of Bob's great loves. Mm-hmm. But the degree that he got was enabled him, even though he didn't go on to be a coach as he had planned, it enabled him to get the job with General Foods that he would not have been able to get without a college scholarship, mm-hmm. or without a college degree. So, no, I wouldn't change it. As it stands now, it goes to his county, my county, to those schools. And you were a delight because you were just right there in the middle where Bob and I met in Cuba. So, so that worked out great.
Worked out perfect. And coming from someone in that county, it's super, super grateful to have this because, you know, we are kind of like a lower income compared to, you know, some other areas around us. And our community does a great job raising money when we're seniors to give out scholarships and stuff. But, you know, it only gets you so far. So to have something your sophomore, junior, senior year to kind of help you carry through, I was very, very thankful for that. Because freshman year, you know, gung-ho, got all the community scholarships, was ready to go. And then sophomore hits and you're like, oh, you know. So it was nice to have that kind of to help me through the rest of the time. What was your greatest takeaway from this experience?
Oh, meeting you. Oh. No doubt.
Well, I'm honored. That was lovely.
No, really, when you give a scholarship, you hope it will always go to someone deserving, and which I'm sure that, you know, they do. Mm-hmm. But the first time I met you, my first thought was, boy, Bob would have absolutely loved her. and so that's really the greatest thing I've gotten from it. Because I know you'll do well in whatever you choose to do the rest of your life.
Thank you. I know it was nice for, like, my family to get to meet you, because, like, I talk about you all the time, you know, when I'm home, and I'm talking about how amazing you are and how nice you are, and then for them to be able to, like, put a face to this woman who's helping us so much, they really appreciate it. So that kind of goes both ways, getting to meet each other. That was awesome. Do you have anything to ask me? Because I don't have any more questions.
What are your real goals for the future?
To help people. That's why I started going to school. I studied psychology. So I wanted to help kids who were kind of in rough places. That's what my end goal was. And I started a graduate program for it, for counseling, and I wanted to do play therapy. And then I kind of realized, you know, only a select group of kids are going to get this help. And those are usually, you know, higher income, you know, those types of students, which is great, and it's a wonderful resource for them, but I want it to be more of, like, hands-on, the first step, so that's why I'm kind of, like, backtracking, I guess, a little bit, and I'm going for my teaching certificate, so hopefully I can reach the kids every day in the classroom, so even if I can't teach them that day, I can love on them, you know, you never know what's going on at home, so just to help people, and I think if we pour that love into the kids, then our future generations are going to be much more loving and accepting, you know, make this world just a better, more loving place. So that's my goal.
What a wonderful goal.
Thank you.
And you are right. I love working with kids, and I love to do charity work. But the young ones have always been what I really enjoyed being
yes.
around, and they give so much.
They do.
And we get so much back. Mm-hmm. My son asked me one time, he said, Mom, you never get paid for all of this. And I said, oh, yes, I do.
You do?
You do, just
experience
in a different way.
Every day, I just wish everyone could have the soul. I work with two-year-olds, and I wish everyone could have a two-year-old soul, because they're so loving
yeah.
and accepting and forgiving. Like, these kids
yes.
can forgive you within less than 10 seconds, and I'm like, I just wish everyone else could do that. Make it a lot easier.
Do you plan to stay in the Springfield area?
I do for a while, probably for at least, you know, 5-10 more years. But I would eventually like to go a little bit closer to home, just make it easier, get closer with my parents. That'd be nice.
Well, wherever you go, you'll do great. I know that.
Thank you.
What has been, say, your greatest experience here at Missouri State? What have you enjoyed the most?
It's hard. I mean, over 4 years, I enjoyed a lot of things. I got a lot of experience from organizations on campus. I got to meet a lot of people. There's just a lot of opportunities. I love the bonds that I've created just through all the activities I'm involved in, and they last a lifetime. I know I'm going to keep in contact with you, and I'm going to keep in contact with some of my professors. So just, I think, meeting people and just experiencing a different culture, because back home, you know, we're kind of not all the same, but we all have very similar lifestyles and values, things like that. So it was nice to kind of come here and immerse myself in all these different cultures. You know, people come from all over to come to school here, and you just get to become, like, I feel I'm more accepting of people just because I've been able to experience all the different cultures, religious practices. You know, I had some classes that definitely made me go out of my element to observe, you know, different religions, different, just like, they put us in very uncomfortable situations that I never would have put myself in, you know, I mean, in a professional manner, just kind of out of my comfort zone. So I think I'm able to relate to people more, and that's super helpful.
Don't you wish that more students would get more involved?
Yes.
And meet, really make an effort to meet, because you do have to make an effort to make friends when you come to
a new school. That is what I tell every freshman or any new student, transfer student that I see, is because make friends, get involved, and I always tell them, if you have the support system back home, that's never going to change, but you need it here, because you got friends who are going through similar stressors, similar life experiences, so it's nice to have that immediate support system that you can rely on, as well as, you know, the phone call away back home, who can give you the pep talk to get through the night. But yes, that's what I always tell everyone.
I'm just very, very proud of you. Love you, dear.
Oh, thank you.